Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
And here I am again. It's Dean Thomas with Ask Dino Radio. And what a great show we have today. We're going to be talking about twin flames, the twin flame relationship, the union and the purpose, and what's it all about? What's it all about, really? But first of all, I would like to touch on the energies of what's happened in the last week. I mean, I know that many of us have been going through some real inner looks at ourselves, what we're doing, why we're doing it, where we're going, and what we're doing. And this is all conducive with the planets that have in retrograde, the new moon of yesterday, and lots of things going crazy with technology. And one of the things I can say is it's really time to take a really hard look at yourself, what you really believe, what you would like to achieve, and what you can do to change that within yourself. Take away all of the distractions away from around you. Take all of the external influences away for a day. Go to the jungle, go to the mountains, go to the beach. Blast your ears full of music and just disconnect from everything and just listen to your own heart, your own soul, and your own mind. And make your own decision and don't be influenced by what others think, what others say, and what others do. Listen to your own voice and listen to your own soul calling. And then you'll find yourself on the right path. And this evening, this afternoon, I know you're over there in the good old USA, Liana. Welcome to my show. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's very exciting to be here. Exciting.
I mean, I want to touch on the terminology of twin flames, twin souls, divine union. This is a very in vogue topic these days. It's something that I've discovered last year, myself being on the twin soul journey. But why is it so in vogue? Why is there this sudden urge for information and disinformation, which is more of the situation that I want to touch on this evening about the twin soul journey? What do you think?
What do I think regarding the whole journey of the twin flame connection?
Or this sudden urge of information?
I think that people are becoming more in touch with their true selves and, you know, becoming in touch with themselves means opening up fully, mm-hmm. you know, seeing each other's scars, you know, seeing each other's light and gifts just unfold. And also there's this urge for a deeper connection, deeper love, mm-hmm. you know, between the masculine and the feminine, as well as, you know, just love for yourself, love for the divine, the creator within. And people are opening up to that because I feel like it's just, we're just not happy being who we used to be. We're realizing that we've been, you know, imprisoning ourselves in our, you know, creative thought process, so to speak. And by doing that, we've been limiting ourselves, limiting our gifts, limiting our relationships, limiting just the way we live our lives. And I think that, you know, we've just kind of had enough and we're becoming ready, facing ourselves fully. And I believe that there is no better way of doing that other than, you know, through a twin flame, through a twin connection, which is your identical frequency and, you know, in another human being, so to speak. That's just, you know, what I personally believe in. And once you're faced with that, it's like, It's like everything is out in the open. There's no hiding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All the wounds are out in the open. All the love is out in the open. And you're like, wow, this is really what I am. This is who I am. And this person, the soul, is showing it to me. And this journey is showing it to me. So, and, you know, and from there, people either run away from it or they stick with it and they want more and more and more of it because there's this urge to grow and to discover who we are and to fall deeply in love with who we are, with everything that we are.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's I discovered very early on, once I discovered that I resonate with the terminology twin soul, twin flame. I mean, I dislike labels. Labels are something identify with, and you know, I am who I am, the same as you are who you are.
Yeah.
But I think one of the saddest things is that this template of love that we have, particularly my generation, has been twisted and distorted because of the way that we've been brought up, because of the atrocities that have happened, and this need for attachment. This, you know, we're looking for something, and mm-hmm. one of the sad things is that because of this template or this programming that's been going on, well, for forever since creation began, I believe, is we're still looking externally for this love, this quest for truth. Mm-hmm. And what we should be doing is bringing that truth back to us. And I know for sure that when I met my counterpart, is what I'll call her, I met her under the most strangest of circumstances in Russia, out of the blue. And I knew when I met this person that I knew her, and I knew her for a long time. And I just had this urge to say everything about myself, this urge to tell my truth, to tell my story about me. And it was like looking in a mirror. And mm-hmm. I think this is one of the things that when you do meet your twin, if you're fortunate enough to meet your twin, you are confronted with your exact opposite. And it's not the physical appearance, it's your characteristics, your behaviors. They have the tendency to bring out the worst in you as well as the best in you. And they're a big trigger. They're a big trigger for your emotions. They're a big trigger for your conscious thoughts. They're a big trigger for your actions and reactions. And I think one of the things that we all need to learn, the whole human race needs to learn, is to stop reacting to everything and mm-hmm. is to respond. And, you know, it's like cognitive thinking. It takes 5 seconds to stop and think, to give a proper answer, and it takes 1 second to destroy whatever you're trying to create. So with cognitive thinking, it's stopping and taking a breath and actually thinking about what you're going to say as a response, instead of what so many people do these days is a knee-jerk reaction. And I do believe that twin connections do trigger the things that need to be brought to the surface to be healed. And this mm-hmm. this journey is all about one's truth. It's not about anybody else's truth. It's about our own truth, about who we truly are, where we've been, what we've done, how we've done it, whether it be judged as right or wrong according to the templates that we have. It's, for me, everything is a lesson. There's no right or wrong. It's a lesson. We're learning, and we need to keep our minds open to learning. And one of the things that humanity has stopped doing is learning. It's just evolving. It's not expanding its conscious thought process. It's just going like a bull in a china shop. It wants everything now and instant gratification. And one of the things that I do know about the twin journey particularly is you need to have that solace. You need to have solitude. You need to be away from everything that is, that you know, and start to take a deeper look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and actually understand who you are. And that means going back all the way through to deal with all the trauma that you've gone through, to deal with all the good times, all the bad times, everything all the way back to your creation, as in this incarnation. And this is what a lot of people are afraid of. They're afraid of their own truth. And when we start to add other things like religion and Bible and God and all of this other stuff to this whole equation, we start to taint and water down the real definition or the real meaning of a twin soul connection. And my personal view on Twin Soul Connection is we are here to help humanity understand that there is a higher purpose to us being here. Mm-hmm. We are here to love. We are here to share, and we are here to promote peace and harmony. We're not here to fight and squabble. We're not here to destroy humanity or the planet. We are here to live in unison, in unity. We take away duality and we find unity. And this is when the twin souls merge. This is, as I believe you know yourself, is mm-hmm. when you actually realize that you are one. Even though you are separate in separate bodies, you are one. Your two energies merge and you go away to another place. You go away to another dimension. And it's a lot of people say that we're crazy. A lot of people say that we're obsessed or we're infatuated. This is the traditional therapist view on all of this spirituality and this philosophy, because twin souls are philosophical. It is philosophical, but everything is a philosophy. And everyone's journey. I can hear you drawing.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm having some images come through, actually. It's very interesting. Yeah, and codependent.
Yes.
It's, you know, some people call it that. Oh, you're insane. What are you doing? What's going on? This is not healthy, you know. They don't see it as healthy, but they don't understand. They really mm-hmm. don't. But yes, I was getting some images. Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring.
Because, you know, one thing I know is that what I've done particularly is I was running large companies, I was in financial services, and I turned my back on that because I knew that was an illusion.
Yeah.
I knew that the life that I was living was an illusion. I knew the purpose of my life was real and tangible and full of love and genuineness. But the way, and we're going to go to a break, the way that I was living was not. And I'm going to pick up on this after the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Enjoy the music.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay. But I just one of the just before the break, I was going to touch because I heard you drawing. I know that you're a spiritual artist. You channel art, and I do love the last pieces of artwork that you produce because it does really speak tremendously about the unison of twin souls, the masculine and the feminine coming together, the energy coming together. And one of the things that I do, that I can say for myself, and I know that a lot of other twins have experienced the same, is when we recognize our twin, as we actually figure out that it is our twin, we tend to start to become creative. We start to open up another channel to creativity, to creative flair. And one of my weakest subjects at school was English language and English literature. And myself and my English teacher always had debates about Macbeth and Hamlet and Shakespeare, the old English playwrights. And she always told me, "Dean, you'll never pass this subject. You'll never pass this subject." I never passed any subject except English literature. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've always been very good at speaking and creating things throughout my life. But the last 2 years, I have never written so much in all my life. I've just written. And it's not my biography or autobiography. It's not about my life. It's about sharing the message, this realization that the truth that we've lived or the truth that we believed that we lived is actually an illusion. It's an illusion that we've created ourselves. And once we lift that illusion of ourself away, take that illusion of ourself away, we start to become very brave and go deeper. We're looking for ways to express that. And I know that myself particularly is through writing and through creating ideas and fantasies for others to take options on, to invest in, as in invest their time in developing these fantasies, which are like ideas of things to create. And I know that you yourself, you're in art. You create wonderful pictures and images that depict soul journeys and the divine path and this incredible journey that we're on. And I know that others are investing their time in channeling and healing and putting their energies into healing and helping others. And this is our inner self coming out. It's like our child, our child, the lost child or the child that never was, is coming out to play. And we've got all of this lifetime of this lifetime's experience to put into it, the energy from that, as well as the energy from our previous lives. It's sort of like it's waking up. Yes, it's waking up. Mm-hmm. And it's now time for us to show the world, the whole planet, that we are sincere, that we are love, and there is a way of expressing it. And I know that there are thousands and thousands of people out there that are also on this twin soul journey that are also expressing themselves in different ways and unique ways. And I've noticed of late, the last few days particularly, that there is a lot of love being shared, and that message is being more and more, is now more and more taking over the space, the airwaves. It's something unique that I've seen, that I can see in the last few days, that there seems to be a new energy. And you know, I've written a lot in the last few days. I've written probably 20 or 30,000 words, which is very unusual. But I've seen that you've also produced a lot of art. Do you want to touch a little bit on your art?
Yes, sure. Well, it's number one, actually, it's very interesting that you brought up the subject of innocence, because it's like, you know, you heard of an expression, return to innocence, right? And yep, probably a couple of songs too.
Yep.
Well, another thing to add is that the twin journey, and in general, I think any relationship that is a soul connection is all about return to innocence, because we, we kind of just grew up. We feel like we've grown out of being a child and being our innocent self and having the ability to be pure, you know, in our thoughts and just playful and believe in magic. you know, and, you know, our minds have constricted us, you know, we're kind of limiting ourselves, limiting that inner child. And that's why we're blocking our ability to create. So, you know, I believe that the reason why the creativity just opens up with when you're on a twin journey is it's simply because it is love. It is love that awakens that, you know, it brings it back to, it brings you back to what you truly are, your inner child, your innocent spirit, you know, your divine. And that's when all the gifts just start opening up, because that's the way we were designed to be in the first place, you know, because kids, you know, children, they're not self-limiting. They're not thinking what's going to happen if I, you know, draw a picture of this and this and that, what's going to happen if I go up there and sing a song, right? And that's kind of why this is happening. So in, you know, in my experience and my journey, none of my creative gifts have been fully used or even opened until, you know, I met my divine counterpart. And from there, it's just, it's like a hurricane. I started writing music. I don't even write music. I always wanted to write music, but I'm like, oh my God, wouldn't it be great to play piano and compose? And all of a sudden I was writing, you know, I was writing music, and now I have, you know, an album I'm working on. And this thing called channeled energy art, all of a sudden it came through my mind, my, you know, consciousness. And I'm like, what's going on? What is this? And then, you know, I got a message from my higher self saying that this is for you, Liana, to create and to explain to people that all art is a channel. Everything that comes through your divine expression or through your innocence is a channel. You are a channel. Everyone on earth is a channel. All you have to do is just open yourself, break the limitations to expressing that channel in whatever form it comes, you know, it comes in writing, art, I don't know, mathematics, but it's love is the force behind all of this.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's why we're all just sharing and blowing up and opening up and people coming together, you know, lots of unions, lots of couples, soulmates coming together. It's like we're finally get it. We finally get it. That love is a bridge between the abundance, you and abundance, you know, you and all the career stuff, you and the family, you and everything is driven by love. And yet that love is within you because it comes from you. The desire for love comes from you, from your heart center, right?
Yep.
So all you have to do really is just understand that consciously with your brain that questions it so much. And say, wow, okay, this was within me the whole time. So I don't need to, like, go look outside, you know, go to bars and clubs and things like that looking for it. All I have to do is just tap my heart and say, okay, this is it. And this is what I want. And this is what I desire. This is what's going to make me happy. This is what's going to make me feel innocent. And that's it. And then just let it come your way. And with that, you know, allow yourself to fully express that excitement, the joy. You know, the arrival of this love, whatever form you want it to be, whether it's a soulmate or a twin flame, you know, anything really. But going back, so I went into that, going back to the art. So it's this love within me, the deep love for you know, for our world, for my partner, for my soul family, for everyone, that fuels this creativity within me. And my channel has opened to this crazy degree that I don't understand. But basically what happens is I am given an image, like it's like a vision. Okay, sit down, paint this. I have no idea what colors are going to be used. I have no idea how I'm going to do, you know, how I'm going to do the painting, what's going to go into it. It's just about, for me, it's about letting go of all expectation, all the judgment, and just letting it flow. And so, like, with the last painting that you were talking about, it's called Trust. It's amazing. It was supposed to be, the sketch that I initially created was supposed to be a rise of the divine masculine, right? I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's a beautiful man there, you know? And he had like a half moon on his forehead and the star on top of it. And then I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. But when I started painting it, the eyes started coming out and they were the eyes of my divine counterpart. And I was blown away. I was sitting there staring at the painting. I'm like, what is happening here? And then I'm like, you know what? Let's just go with the flow, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And when I was finished with the portrait, the channel came through again. And, you know, I received information that it was a merge of the divine feminine and the masculine into oneness. It was what it was. It was what it looks like. It was a twin union.
Yep.
In one, you know, in a portrait. And there's a lot that goes into it. There's energies of trust, you know, abundance, just joy, confidence, strength. So it's not just the one layered, this is your twin portrait kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The painting represents a lot of different things, and it has this heavy Egyptian vibe to it. You know, it comes from I don't even know where these energies come from. If I start asking, it's going to be just too much, you know?
Yep.
Too much. But, so what I usually do is I just, you know, I post the painting out on Facebook, and I write down whatever comes to me. And that's my way of connecting and expressing the love that I have within me, with sharing it with the world, so to speak.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
I think one of the things that I would like, I need to stress and to touch on with regard to the twin soul connection, and let's say if we want to label it, let's call it a relationship, but it's not a relationship as we have been shown, as we have been taught, as we have been programmed to expect. It's something far greater than that. It tests you. It tests your extremities. It tests every ounce of your flesh and bone, of your imagination, of your mind. It takes you to levels of pleasure that you can never describe or never experience again, or have never experienced in your life. And it takes you to places that you don't want to go to. And I'm going to continue touching on this when we come back. Enjoy the music again.
Yeah, enjoy the music.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
don't think the producers would like me to listen to my voice all night, but here we go. One of the things that I wanted to touch on was everyone tries to glorify this twin connection as the most romantic relationship, as the most beautiful, the most tremendous, the biggest and the best that it can be. And there are certain points that are, but there is always the push and pull. There is always the trigger pushing. There is always the button pushing. There is always this quest to get you to your true self. And I know that I was pushed beyond limits. Everything in me was tested and is continued to be tested. And one of the most important things is there is no magic wand. There is no secret answer. There is no medium or psychic or card reader or energy healer that can take away the work that you need to do yourself. Mm-hmm. And most of the twins that I teach and others that I teach believe that there's a magic cure. There is a magic cure. It's called yourself. And it's being brave enough to confront yourself. And it is, like I said earlier, you're looking in the mirror. And I know when I woke up, knowing that my twin had left to go back to Moscow and was not coming back, one of the first things I did was stand in the mirror and ask myself, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now to fix yourself, to get to the core of who you are, not to change the outcome of what has just happened, to change my own outcome, to change myself, to find myself, and to understand who I really am. And that is the challenge and the test of this journey, is getting to the core of who you are, who we are. And it's nothing to do with what your counterpart is doing. Wonder what they're why aren't they talking to me? What's going on? You can spend forever and eternity wondering what's going on, and all you're doing is avoiding. You're avoiding yourself, and this is, you're seeking external help when it's the internal help that you need. And there are very good counselors out there. There are very good mediums out there that will give you a guide and a path that will help you to get to yourself. But they can't wave a wand or can make a magic potion or send powerful energy your way. These things help, but it's only you that can change the outcome. And it's funny, today I was out with some local friends here in Croatia, and the subject of twin flames came up. And this was like five guys sitting around a table, and we're talking about spirituality, God, religion, and then all of a sudden twin flames came up. And it was my turn to speak. And it's very interesting for me to speak in Croatian about my own personal beliefs about the twin soul journey and the philosophies behind it. And it resonated with them because these four guys had similar experiences with people that they've met in their lives, with females in their lives that had long gone, and the guys had avoided the work. And, you know, they just went around their normal life, continued to drink or continued to be the idiots that they are. And they finally get to a situation, well, I need to change. I need to change what I'm doing. I need to understand where I'm going wrong. And when they're triggered, it's, where is this coming from? And you and I touched on this the other day during one of our talks, was when we're triggered, we have to be brave enough to actually look at, where is it coming from? What part of us is it coming from?
Absolutely.
What is, and this is what I find when I'm teaching, is people are afraid to meet their nemesis. They're afraid of their reflection. They're afraid of their mirror.
Shadow. Yeah. They're afraid of the shadow. Yeah, absolutely.
And we have to go to our shadow self. And I know myself, particularly the last 10 days or so, I was in my shadow side. I pushed myself to the shadow side. And this is something that we have to be conscious, we consciously do, to try and get to the core and our life purpose here for this lifetime. What are we doing here? Where are we going? And we need to clear all of this clutter. And a lot of people are afraid to step outside of that box. They're afraid to step out of their family environments or their family situations or their religious beliefs and explore the unexplored. We as man are forever exploring outside of our own galaxy, outside of our own planet, outside of our own Earth. But we don't understand what is going on our own planet. Or we do, and we choose to ignore it. And these are themes like global warming, the ice caps melting, and the way things that we're destroying the planet, destroying the things that Mother Nature has given to us to live. We're ignoring those things. But we're constantly going out to evolve and discover, is there anything else out there? What does it matter if there's anything else out there? We're avoiding what's going on here. And this massive awakening of twin energies coming together, soulmate, divine unions happening. These are just a simple sign from the universe. It's time for us to come together in love, in peace, and in unison. We all have a common theme of love and respect amongst each other. And I know when I was a child, back in the 60s, and the early 70s, we knew what that was as children. And what I see today is the children today don't understand what that is about. Common respect, respect amongst people, caring and loving and sharing. Everything is about me, myself, and I. And this is what I find these days is this instant gratification society is we want an answer now. We go to a doctor, we want a treatment now. We don't want to let nature help us cure it. We want a solution now. And we're missing out on so much. And when we seek external help from, let's say, counselors, from therapists, psychotherapists, or card readers, or anything external, we can be given messages. But it's up to us to interpret those messages for ourselves. And I know many believe in these numbers, synchronicity. Synchronicities are one thing, numbers are another thing. Numbers, what do they mean? You can search the internet and find a million different answers for the same question. But what does it mean to you? And what does your heart tell you what it means? I mean, today I saw 888 five times. What does it mean to me? It means I'm on the right path. It means I've acknowledged it. I've embraced that moment. The thought is validated. And I'm just going to continue on going along my path full of love and appreciation for what I'm feeling right here and now. And I think, you know, right here and now is the right mindset that we need to have. And that's what a lot of people are missing. And they're still looking externally for the answers.
Well, on that note, you know, I keep seeing the threes, and I know what that means to me. It just means I'm going to have three pairs of shoes returning to me from Amazon soon. Hi, and as soon as I saw that box outside of my room, I said, thank you, God. Amen. But, wow, I don't even, you know, I do see numbers every day, you know, 11, 11, 111, 333, 55, but... to me, I think we discussed this before. To me, it's just like little messages that the higher self is sending me that, you know, okay, you've seen this. This means that's where you have to stay. Like, this is it. You're spot on. It's like something is telling you, yes, you're spot on. This thought is absolutely the highest, most awesome vibration out there, you know, that you need to stay in. It's just, I don't know. That's just my take on that.
It's a validation from my perspective. It's a validation, but there are
like a confirmation. I would say, you know, like, yes, you're right there. Okay, yes, what you just said made sense.
Yep,
that is not your mind trying to trick you. That is from your heart.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely, and everything. Everything comes from the heart, and you know, the one thing that man has a challenge to deal with is his own mind. His own mind is a self-destruct button. And I can be teaching, and I'm sure you do every day when you're talking to other people, is they're repeating the same thing over and over again. And there has to be a point when one has to say, and I'm going to probably swear now, is shut the F up.
Oh, you can swear. That's fine.
Yeah. it's time to stop and look at what you're doing and what you're saying and how you're doing it, because you're going around the, you're going around the house to get to the front door. Why didn't you just go through the straight through the front door to avoid this trauma that you're going to subject yourself to? And you know, this is a painful journey. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's a complete mind blasting. It totally redefines your thought processes. And when you stop to think, you are at peace. You're at peace with yourself, and you're living in your own energy, and that energy just amplifies around you, and others are affected by that.
It's when like your own bubble, own reality.
Bubble of
you
love.
You just expand and grow. It's interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, but carry on.
It's interesting you said that. It's just, you know, when the mind, when we receive all these doubts and fears, you know, through the mind, and once these fears and doubts are cleared, what's left is there, that what is left of it is love. And love is really what you initially believed in. It's just, it was buried under all these layers of fear. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But truly, all of us know what we want. It's just the reason we don't believe in it fully, and we go to healers, psychics, or confirmations, is that there's just these layers of fear. It's like, what if I'm wrong? What if this is too good to be true? Because men are afraid of love the most. We're not afraid of failure. We're not afraid of death. We're humanity is afraid of their own power, and their power is love.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the things that I believe that, you know, there are many, many waking up now. They're seeing, they're lifting, especially the younger generations. I mean, I'm 50 and I see a lot of 20, 25-year-olds that are now wanting to change this paradigm.
We're here,
yeah. Yay! We're finally here. It's like a...
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's like John Lennon coming back again. And we'll pick up on the music.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Twenty-five-year-olds.
Oh yeah, that's it. The 25-year-olds. There you go. Thank you.
Those people. Yeah. Those aliens.
Yeah. The new age, as everyone is calling them, the new age. Is there anything wrong in wanting to live in love? I don't think so. It's the most beautiful place that we have. But we're so intent on allowing external events and effects to destroy that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know what's going on here. This town was destroyed in 1991 and 1992. I've left this town 5 times and I've come back 3 times and I've been living here now for 2 years, again for 2 years. And I wonder why I'm here. But today I realize why I'm here, because this town needs love. This town needs to feel love and it needs to feel appreciated. And those people that lost their lives here for the sake of war need to be remembered, and this town needs to be remembered as a loving group of people. And this is, you know, I know the people that are behind this town now are reintroducing this theme of openness, of transparency, of trust. And we as human beings have to trust what we feel, not what others tell us we feel,
right,
and not what others tell us we should be doing. It's we have to trust ourselves that because everything we do is for our highest good. And we forget that. We wake up in the morning, we get up, we do what we do, and we do this because it's for our highest good. As soon as we walk out the front door, whatever we're going to do is for our highest good. Until we meet the first person who can change everything. And it's how we deal with that situation that will set the rest of the day. And it's important that we share our voice. We allow our voice to be heard. And it's not about being egoistic. It's about sharing love. There's nothing egoistic about sharing love or wanting things to be better or desiring to be in an atmosphere of love and peace. And being in solitude or being a hermit, as I have been and as many twins have been, you get to appreciate who you are. And when you can appreciate who you are and learn to love yourself, you realize that your future, your destiny, whatever it may be, is going to be straight from your heart, and you're doing things that you love to do. And whoever's in your life is going to, it's like multiplicity. You transmit love, and that love passes through whatever communication medium that you're using, and other people feel that energy. And this is one of the things about the twin journey that I do know for sure. Our twins can feel us. Our twins can sense us. They can sense our moods. They can sense our illnesses in some cases. And, you know, be sure, if one is high, very, very high, it's very likely that the other is very low. It's the yin yang. It's the imbalance to reach balance. And as we're healing, our energies and our vibration is rising. And this has the same effect on our counterparts. And vice versa, when they're healing, it benefits us. And all we're doing is raising our vibrations back to this unity, mm-hmm. this unique frequency that we share. And whether we are physically with our beloved or not is irrelevant. This journey is about ourselves. We are never separated from our beloved, never. Separation is an illusion. They're always with us. They may not physically be with us, because I know some twins whose beloveds are on the other side. They still feel this energy, and they still feel this motivation and this encouragement. And one of the things that's sad that I find about a lot of people on any soul journey or divine journey is the beration of their counterpart. The weakness is putting the other person down, because this is far bigger than who we are. We need to appreciate who they are. We need to embrace who they are. We need to thank them for allowing us to recognize that we need to get to our heart center, because they possibly are already in their heart center. It's us that are not, and vice versa. We now know things more. We have more clarity these days because of information that we've received, that we're open to receiving, and we're living our life differently. And it is this total different approach to the way life is and what life is all about. And I wish the whole planet would have the same mindset, but they're blinkered into this what is, what what Microsoft say or what Ford say or what GM say or what Obama says or whatever, you know, what, you know, we could talk, you know, I could see the farce in the States of your political elections, your whole process. I mean, somebody spent $500 million on an election campaign. That's the gross GDP of a small nation. And that money could have helped all of the homeless people in your own country. Instead, you're creating a media frenzy about the next president. Is this the image that I want my children to see? No, it's not, because it's ludicrous. And there's no truth in it, because it's just a mudslinging match. And we're being encouraged, because the media is so in such a frenzy about it. It's everything is dark, everything is dirt, everything is, this is how it's going to be. And it's, you know, we need to switch our televisions off. We need to disconnect from Murdoch. We need to disconnect from media houses.
Travel Channel, there. Yeah. Just tune in.
National Geographic, yeah, for example.
There you go. You know? Cooking.
Yeah. And learn that what we're being shown is an illusion. And the only truth out of that news that you will read or hear is what they want you to believe is true. The only way that it's truth is if you are there at the right place at the right time. And then that truth is your perception of that truth. Because right. Two people can be in the same place and have a completely different experience and have two completely different perceptions. My journey is unique. Your journey is unique. Everybody's life journey is unique. Everybody's soul journey is unique. Everybody's life purpose is unique. But as a collective, as twins, we can bring that together and we can say, this is love. This is what we would like to live in. This is this energy that we want to promote and endorse around this planet. And I know twins in Australia. I know twins in Russia. I know twins in Europe, in the States, Canada, all over the world. We have the common voice. We need to encourage the collective mindset that love truly does exist, because love is what we are. This is the foundation of us. We were created in love, and therefore we shall be in love, instead of this illusion of he's got more than me, so I want more than him, and it's just all an illusion. But when you lift that illusion, you can actually and get to yourself, you claim your own life. And it doesn't matter what anybody's doing, your beloved, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, or your family. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. What's important is what you're doing. And that's the only important thing about this whole journey, is self-importance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually, I think that raises the subject of judgment, because that's what came to my mind when you were talking about, when people put down their beloved or, you know, or even the family or friends. It's all about, you know, why do we do that? You know, and it's not because we're malicious or hurtful. It's because we are judging.
Yep.
And why we're judging? It's because we're judging themselves, because we're seeing ourselves in our beloved, in the reality, you know, and we're like, what is this? That can't possibly be real. I don't like that.
Yep.
So instead of looking at yourself, you're like, oh, well, they're not as evolved.
Yep, absolutely.
Or they are not awake. I mean, ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Or they're afraid, or they're not doing this. You know, and it's that's when, you know, we talk about unconditional love, because you can't see it that way.
Yep.
It's also an illusion where you think somebody may be less evolved, so to speak. You know, it's never the truth, and it's always because this is how you perceive yourself in a way. Do you know what I mean? So that's a huge thing with twins. It's, you have to be very careful of that and recognize that, you know, the thoughts and the feelings you're having towards the counterpart is really what you are feeling, could be in part, could be fully, towards yourself.
Yep.
And but you know what, but you know, people try to make this into this perfect cookie cutter, you know, like mold of perception, and accept that. That's okay. You know, accept your humanity, accept the fact that you have judgments and fears, and go fully into love. Be like, you know what? This is how I am. And maybe I'm seeing this person this way, or I'm seeing Obama this way. But I am human. I am not designed to be perfect. Yes, you know, perfection is what you want to be, what you want to become. So, you know, you got to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done. I like myself this way. I like myself just the way that I am, and accept what I accept myself for who I am. Therefore, I'm going to give myself this experience or that experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's not, there's no, the pressure of evolving into this perfect light being of goodness and peace and peaches and cream, it's in the head. You know, just accept the shadow. It's a beautiful thing. Accept the judgment. Accept the fear. It's okay to be afraid. Jesus Christ, if you were not afraid, then you probably didn't love fully, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's when fear comes in. It's like, oh my God, it's too good to be true.
Yep.
It's not. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. It is, and you deserve it, and you, because you are it. You created it.
Yep.
So a subject of judgment is, you know, just see yourself and all these things that you are calling other people or seeing in other people. Look at yourself and accept yourself and love yourself. Laugh at yourself. That's the best one, you know?
Yeah.
How funny is this? Wow, we're walking around like zombies.
Yeah.
Part-time, we're like a part-time The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Then we're like, you know, once we wake up, which is, you know, only part of the challenge. The other part of the challenge is to stay awake. Have fun with that one. Mm. You know, then you're like, okay, now we can like take a break from the zombie land. I think it's fun. It's awesome. This whole process is amazing.
Absolutely, but one of the things is the work is never over, and we need to we need to acknowledge that the work is ongoing. It's a process.
Oh,
we're just basically purifying ourselves, ready for the afterlife and the next part of our journey. Mm-hmm. And you know, it all does start from ourselves. And be proud of yourself, embrace yourself, love yourself.